can save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to Robbie@MightyHouse.net or call into the show at 847-475-1590. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
Boom! Just like that. I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, what can we win there, Rich? You remember? Remember?
Don't know.
Yeah, no. You get a signed autographed shirt or a sweatshirt from Rich Cowgill, right?
And isn't that how it works? Trish is looking, and she says, there's my orange jacket on the chair behind Rich.
Yeah, see? Yes. So that's what it is, 847-475-1590. Or you can email Robbie, or you can post the reason why you need a signed autographed shirt from Rich. It's like a sweatshirt. It's a nice Klein shirt. We're gonna, you know, it's full on. It's a cool shirt. So we're gonna do that, and you got until the end of the hour to get your, yeah.
Go ahead. I was just gonna say, Rich, if you could try resharing this, people are also saying the show is only on.
It was on CGO, but I just shared it to the Mighty House page, so it should be there.
Second time.
Okay.
Okay, because it was gone. Okay, why did it disappear all of a sudden?
I don't know.
Okay.
Who knows? Mm-hmm. It's electronical stuff.
Okay.
Are you looking for a luxury kitchen at an affordable price? Don't go any further than alinecabinets.com. That's A-L-I-N-E, cabinets.com. All right. Let's see if we can go to the phones here and bring
up. That's on Mighty House.
I think I know why we're having an issue.
Why?
Because Rich is on there making all his plans for partying tonight and tomorrow with all his buddies. How was Vegas? Good morning. Am I going to see you tonight? We miss you. Let's all get together. Now I understand.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
When you live in a small community, most everybody knows each other, and it's amazing the connections that people have, you know? So
on our Facebook page.
Yeah, sure. Why not? That's right. All right. Let's go to the phones here and bring up Simon, I think. Simon, are you there?
Yes. Yes,
hey.
I'm here.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, So, is it called NAPCO? Is that the company you work with?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
So, what is NAPCO?
NAPCO is a refinishers supply warehouse, let's call it that.
Okay.
All the products, pretty much all the supplies that, you know, to keep the refinishers out there going.
Okay, so is this
what kind of refinishing?
Yeah, that's it. What are we?
Let's see, tubs, tiles, bathrooms, mainly bathrooms, kitchens, kitchen counters.
Kitchen countertops? You refinish kitchen countertops?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Usually mostly Formica.
Okay, so you're spraying Formica.
Correct. Yes.
I didn't think anything stuck to Formica.
Oh, no, we can make it stick.
Okay. That's okay. So now you're saying you sand it down, there's a finish. Now, does that finish, is it going to hold up on a countertop, you know, dropping pots and pans and stuff on it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'll hold up just as well as the original surface.
Huh. That doesn't sound right, though. My whole life I've been told you can't get anything to stick to Formica. And that, you know, you just got to tear it out. And now you're telling me that you've got something that'll stick to it.
Absolutely. Yes, we can make it stick there. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then most of these counters, I mean, I've done them for years. I've done them for years with NAPCO product and works like a charm. It's quick. It's easy.
Okay. Right. And so, go ahead.
Because we've seen tub and tile refinishing. So we just got sidetracked into this whole countertop conversation, which is good. So do you have finishes that look like stone or anything, or is it just, you know, white, ivory, blue, gray, whatever?
Oh, no, no. We've got, yeah, that's mainly what you would put on a counter or, like, say, a tile surround around a tub. They're multi-speckled. They are stone similar type colors. I think there's 27. We have 27 colors in all, so quite a variety to choose from. And then usually on most of your, let's say, your tubs, your porcelain, or your single fiberglass type tub, I mean, you can pretty much choose any color you want. I mean, we can come up with, you know, we have the main whites, we have the off-whites, the beiges, the bones. But, you know, you do get requests for, you know, some of the older colors, the pinks, the blues, and we can match any of those.
Okay, so then
they're all coming back. That's the funny part. I said we spent 30 years, you know, as a career, removing those and putting in whites and stuff. Now they're coming back, but you know, we want the robin's egg blue and harvest gold.
Wow.
Yep.
So if you wanted, let's say you've got a place in Evanston, Illinois, you're a fan of the Big Ten there, you want to put up Northwestern purple, you could do that?
Absolutely. No. If you really want it, you can do it.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, that's
there, awesome. There is a house here in Evanston painted purple, too, by the way. It's just, it's hilarious. Okay. Go ahead, Rich.
But you not only just sell the products, though. You actually hold training classes, right, for people that might want to get into the trade or into a business of refinishing.
Absolutely, yes. Yes, we do it once a month, usually right around the middle of the month. It's a two-day class. It usually pretty much it gives everyone the information that of what is possible to do out there. And you know, with the 2 day class, most people they're quite satisfied. They you know, you'll get a certificate for going through the class. Plus, they learn all the equipment, all the techniques that are needed to do the refinishing. Because there is, unfortunately, you know, there is refinishers out there that think they know what they're doing, but they really don't.
Right. So is there a special process to get this paint to bond to these tubs? Because especially if you've got an old tub that's got a bunch of soap scum and slime in it that, you know, it just, you can't clean it anymore. How do you get that new stuff to stick to it?
Oh, we've got a couple of different products. We do have usually the system. Mostly what people are doing these days, they're using a system where it's almost like a chemical bonding primer that you wipe on once you've got the tub absolutely clean, all your repairs done, and then you spray on your finish coat over the top of that. And usually you want to spray that on up to about 3.5 to 5 mil thickness for your full strength.
Hmm.
3.5, that's actually quite thick, actually.
It is, really, yes, it is.
And is this only for steel tubs or cast iron tubs, or can you do the vinyl?
You can do the vinyl ones. You can do the cultured marble, the big oval, you know, those big oval like garden tubs.
Uh-huh.
Fiberglass, yes, no problem.
Because we've been eliminating all the, you know, the fiberglass ones and stuff. We just tear them out because, you know, the finish is worn off. But you're saying we can actually save those now.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Yeah, and usually you can get them done in one day.
Now, is this product, because I used to have these done, you know, like Ron, we'd had quite a few walls and tubs finished, especially, you know, like in an apartment complex that went condo.
Right.
Is this stuff, like, the old stuff used to smell so bad, like, okay, you get it done in a day, but you couldn't go in the unit for a week.
Yeah.
I mean, the stuff was that strong, it, you know, so... Is this stuff the same way, or is this like EPA? Has it gotten better?
It has got better over time. I mean, we do have a low VOC product that usually they say you can put it into service in 2 hours. I'd rather not, but you actually can. And it is a low VOC product. It still smells, but the smell dissipates so quickly that, you know, it's pretty much gone. It's pretty much gone in about 4 or 5 hours.
Excellent. Okay, so this is, we're going to head off to a break here. Again, it's NAPCO. Is there a website people can go to find out more information?
Yeah, NAPCOLTD.com.
NAPCOLTD.com.
Correct.
Okay, And is there a phone
number? Where are you guys located at?
We are in Skokie, Illinois.
Oh, right here in town. Excellent. And yeah. Is there a phone number?
Down.
Phone number?
Let me...
He doesn't have that. Okay. NAPCO.
No, that's okay. NAPCOlimited.com. And they do have training classes if you're interested in a new career change.
Or if you want to add something to your existing business. And if you just want to get this product installed, they'll put you in touch with an installer, I'm sure. So I appreciate your time, Simon.
All right. No problem.
All right. Thank you. All right. We're going to take a quick break.
Thanks.
We'll be back right after this. You're listening to...
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm gonna find that stud finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590 and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
Boom! We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you will have a chance to win a signed autographed shirt, Klein Tools shirt, no less, like a pullover.
Yes, very nice.
Sweatshirt.
Fleece
jacket.
Bright orange, Klein. So,
autographed by.
I think she finally nailed it. It's a fleece jacket.
Yeah, an autographed fleece jacket, and it's autographed by Rich Cowgill.
It is not.
Okay.
Signed. Nobody wants ink stain on a jacket.
it's going to be signed by Rich Cowgill. Here we go. Let's go. Who is that? Who is that on the line there?
This is Bertram.
Hey, Bertram.
Hey, Bertram.
You're on Mighty House. Thanks for hanging on.
All right. First of all, I love your show.
Thank you.
I listen all the times I can when it's working on the radio anyway. Those guys at WCGO, who knows what's going on with them. But listen, is he going to autograph this fleece?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, good. Because I got to add that to my collection.
Okay,
I'll
go ahead. I got a collection of all the different all the personalities there. They autograph stuff for me.
Oh.
I got a Ford Escort hubcap autographed by Richie Z.
Oh my goodness!
Nice.
And I got a movie ticket from Danny French there.
Okay,
that he got autographed for me too.
Oh, so excellent.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and take that fleece. My address is 1555.
Wait, whoa, no, you got it. No, you got it.
No problem.
We got to put an enter in to win. You have a chance. See, now Robbie's going to, if she selects you, then you win. Oh. It's just not a given like that you get.
Oh.
He doesn't have that many to give away.
See how that works?
Yeah, so you have to give a good reason why you think you need this.
It sounds like he's got to round out his collection.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to get a 16 penny nail that I want to get Ron to autograph when he gets a chance. So that'll be pretty good.
All right, and then maybe we can get
Bertrand. That's good.
And then maybe we can have like a potted plant container, like an old plastic one that Mike Novak could sign for you then too, and Peggy Malecki.
That'd be great. I like if I could get Robbie to sign that microphone that she keeps putting in front of her face. I'd like to get that autograph if I could. That would be good. Then I could talk into my phone on that, on the microphone.
All right, can I tell you something? That's creepy.
Yeah.
It's creepy. It's not going to happen.
It's just because you keep watching on Facebook.
It's creepy.
She hides behind the microphone. All right, Bertrand, I appreciate the phone call, buddy.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Good show.
Bye.
Thanks.
Creepy people. Creepy people. I'm going to make a song. Creepy people. No, he just wants a microphone. That's all.
He wants the microphone.
Your microphone. It could be any microphone.
Well, there's the one from Radio Shack right next to you. We could use that one.
I'm just saying he just wants a microphone.
Oh, he does.
He doesn't want the one that I use because that would be creepy.
Oh, okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Johnny, it's getting freaking hot in here.
No, it's not. It's not. My feet are freezing. I can't even count my toes.
Within the past, I'd say half hour, 45 minutes, it's like the heat's really cranked up in here all of a sudden.
It's not.
I'm. You gotta hit the button.
Maybe
so
the
they
sun
can hear
came
you.
Out.
All right. Okay. I mean, if you say so, man. It's ready. I'm ready. What do you got there, Robbie?
Well, I have the fact that the guy wants the jacket because he has a collection of other autographed items from. Okay.
WCGO personalities.
Okay. So volume. We have a email from Steve again with the levels. Come on, guys. Don't you know what a level is? No, it's not something you advance to in a video game. Although this level thing does kind of feel like a game. I'm listening to TuneIn on my phone. Thanks from Steve out in Elgin.
Yep.
We got to do something.
Yeah, with the two. It's
the
it comes through. Yeah. That.
What's
hey,
so
Kevin.
Funny?
The volume. It's on TuneIn that has the problem with the volume going up and down. So okay, Kevin's got to talk to Sonar about that.
Kevin, can you come in and talk to us?
Uh oh.
So they said this is all digital. So they told me I couldn't over modulate because it's all ones and zeros. And then they go, "Hey, you're over modulating. Turn your microphone down."
You
got to
stand by Ron so we can see you.
All right.
There
we go. One.
Four. We on? Yeah, that's me.
You got to stand closer to Ron so that we can see you. Why are you guys laughing?
I'm sorry?
Why are you guys laughing?
Oh, we were just laughing at that caller, Bertram.
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
That says you guys got some good listeners.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Oh, yeah.
But the problem that everybody's emailing me about is the volume.
Is this just for TuneIn? Or is it just for everything?
I think it's for everything.
It's like it just goes, every once in a while it goes up and down and.
But sometimes like Simon's phone, I don't know if he kept moving
his
phone.
His phone was just terrible.
His phone was
on a speakerphone or some sort of Bluetooth or something.
Yeah, well, it's like his finger was going over the speaker part.
Yeah, so we're clear on that.
Yeah.
As far as the, in the Facebook Live, I was listening at my desk.
Yeah.
That was fine. There were no issues with that. That sounded on point the entire time with the exception of Simon's phone.
Right. What about TuneIn?
TuneIn? I'm not sure. I can talk to our engineer about that and have him work on that.
Okay.
But I'm not sure what the issue is with that.
Okay.
What about the other stream, the WCGO stream? The Listen Live stream on 1590 WCGO where everybody can go listen live. What about that one?
That fades up and down, but more solid levels on the fragile stream. So I don't know what he means as fading up and down.
Okay.
Chris is calling.
I don't know.
In.
This must be for the next show.
It must be.
We'll just. Hey, John, if you could grab the yellow mouse and just go ahead and hang up on him.
Oop.
Yeah, there you go.
There
just
you go.
That, yeah, just decline that.
Yep. There we go.
All right. All right. That's good. Anything
nice.
Else?
Because everybody keeps asking, so I thought we'd have the.
Okay.
You know.
I'll tell you what. I'm gonna go in my car and listen and make sure everything's good over the air.
Okay.
On the terrestrial. All right.
So, Rich. Get away far from talk like this for a little bit, real soft, and then get real close to it, and then go back up like this.
He's got a headset.
Me?
How's he going to do that?
I was going to say, what?
you can move that thing far away. Move the boom.
No, it goes from here right in my mouth to over.
That
here,
sounds
right
in my mouth.
Right, and then we'll just do that as soon as he gets in his car. So then he'll be freaking out. Saying,
he's got a mustache.
Oh yeah, he does.
I didn't notice that with the with the hat and the shadows. It's hard to see.
I know. I need better lighting in here.
Well, we got to get you an actual video studio in there.
Oh, there we go.
Or at least hang a sheet so you can't see the rest of the
bedroom.
We'll
get you a nice green screen. We'll put that Florida landscape behind you. Some of them falling iguanas and stuff. It'll be nice.
I know. It's raining iguanas.
Excellent.
And you bring them in the house and warm them up. You do not.
No, you do not.
He chops their heads off.
I was telling the guys a funny story that I read. It's a very Florida story. This old lady came out into her backyard and saw all these iguanas laying around. She thought they were dead.
Mm-hmm.
So she picked up about five of them, put them in her car so she'd go take them to the vet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, about 5 minutes later, the car warms up, and then she's driving, and she's got about five iguanas running around in her car. So you got to be careful.
They're not dangerous, but they got claws. I mean, they can.
Yeah.
But
it's their tail. That tail will whip you.
Yeah.
And that'll hurt. It'll leave a mark. But no, they're not going to kill you. I don't think anybody's ever died by iguana.
No.
No.
Maybe food poisoning. That's about it.
Yeah.
That's right. You're from Florida.
Yeah, oh yeah. Born and raised.
Absolutely. That's where I'm going to be heading in about 2 weeks.
Oh, what part?
The same part you're from, Vero.
Oh, I love that place.
Yeah.
I think my dad's getting remarried in April, so I think I got to head down there in April, which will be nice because it'll still be cold here.
That's
that's
going to be in April. November and April are two best months down here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, guys. I'm going to go hide back behind my desk. All right.
All right, cool.
Good show, guys.
Thanks. Yep. Okay, cool.
Okay, the level on broadcast level off of a radio. is what they're saying.
The levels on the broadcast off the radio.
I'm not sure what that means.
Okay.
But if no, that makes any sense
yeah,
to you.
He's going
to
go check it out.
Okay. The level on broadcast.
Well, off they just
the
got
radio.
Some new stuff. We got new IP addresses to log into. So.
Yeah, there.
It just takes time to work out the kinks.
Yes. And, okay. And we're trying all this new stuff, you know, broadcasting live on Facebook. And we've got a couple other things we're playing with here on during the week and getting ready to do. So over the next couple of weeks, we're going to have to hang up on Chris again there.
It's interesting that, Rich, your friend Trish says on Facebook you're fine. And Pete says we're fine also. So thank you,
okay,
guys.
So the Facebook feed's working okay.
Yes.
All right. Mm. See, we got something right. We're getting there, you know.
Well, like I said, down here I can tell when everybody starts getting up because I start losing bandwidth, but it's been working really well. And I do have a letter sitting here that says I need to reboot everything because they kicked up my speed from 75 to 100 megabits. So.
Oh, cool.
But I didn't want to do that just prior to the show because I figured we had enough stuff going on.
Right, yeah. Figure it out one at a time. So,
we were supposed to have somebody call in today unless I...
Simon did. We from NAPCO. We were talking about refinishing tubs and countertops. It's
no.
NAPCO LTD.
Did you nap through that?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No.
What?
Did anybody talk about...
No.
Oh, stop it.
Did we? Did we? Okay.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry.
Let's play some Robbie's reading music.
Oh my gosh, this just messed up. Okay, hold on. Somebody emailed. Hold on.
1 minute.
Okay.
She'll find it right as the music
talk
starts,
about
right, Johnny?
In-floor radiant hydronics.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
Oh, then never mind.
See, that's where you
called
tuned
in, and we discussed it. We had a long segment with him.
Yeah, you remember where you tuned out and zoned us out and pretended we weren't here?
I'm like, I've been waiting for somebody to call and talk about in-floor radiant hydronics, but, you know, never mind.
That was Fran. We did that hour and a half ago.
Okay, then never mind.
Never mind. All right. See, that's how that works, Robbie. You have to pay
Robbie,
attention.
Robbie, do you know that Will's back from Israel and everything?
Stop
and
it.
There we go.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's very
so what else you got?
Well, now I have to go back because that was my big thing.
What's the temperature in Florida?
I don't know. I never worry about the weather because it's one of those things you can't control.
Okay, sorry, Linda.
I'm sorry, what was the temperature?
44, ladies, that's me. Woo! I'm going to get some cold cuts today.
Except it's up to 55.
Now. Oh, it's 55. I can't play that anymore. Okay.
No.
Linda
is an electrician and works outside.
Yeah, I know.
Ooh.
You know Linda?
No. I mean, I'm working outside.
As an electrician?
Yeah.
So what do you think she needs?
Gloves.
And?
Some boots. Oh, she needs a nice fleece.
She does.
With Klein Tools written on it. And, you know, inside it'll have this signature, Rich Cowgill.
On masking tape, so it's easily removable.
So,
nobody wants my signature.
We
on
don't
anything,
know yet.
For a
yeah,
check.
We do. They're writing in.
On a check, maybe.
No, they're writing in, wanting it. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win a signed, autographed, fleece jacket, Klein Tools fleece jacket, signed by Rich Cowgill. If you call in and say, I want it, Rich, and Robbie wants to know why you need it, you can also send Robbie at MightyHouse.net, send her an email telling her why you want a signed, autographed Klein Tools fleece jacket by Rich Cowgill.
Yes.
Or you can do a Facebook post.
And Trucker Mike upped
Oh, he did?
Upped his reason.
Yeah.
Not only is it for the puppies, but his alarm goes off at home at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning because he has to drive his truck to the storage place to pick up Lunchables for kids' school lunches.
Oh, look at that. He's
Trucker
Mike. He's doubling down.
Yeah,
how far
puppies.
Does he have to 2 in the morning for lunch? That's like,
I'm just telling
how far
you
has he got to drive?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what the email says.
No, that's...
When the alarm goes off at 2 and 3 in the morning, he needs to be warm and cozy.
Use a microphone.
With Rich next to his heart. He didn't say that.
Yeah.
I said that.
I'm sorry, all you listeners. It's not the levels. It's not tuning. It's Robbie won't talk into the microphone.
Okay, you know what the best part of this giveaway thing is that we've started, Robbie, today? You know what the best part of this is?
What?
Watch his face, and we start talking about it.
Okay.
He's thoroughly disgusted with the whole idea. Rich is just...
He is just
livid about this.
I'm not comfortable with my celebrity, which I have none anyway.
But look how many people want...
My screen name is Incognito, because I can go anywhere, and nobody bothers me.
But if
but
you want to...
how many people want your autographed sweatshirt?
Yeah.
No, they just want the sweatshirt. Please, put it in something.
No, if I just said...
Most will love the idea of doing it on the masking tape so they can easily remove it.
If I offered just a sweatshirt, nobody would call.
No.
Right? 847-475-1590. People, just call. Let me know. If I just offered a sweatshirt, would you want it if it was a Rich Cowgill autographed sweatshirt? You'd want it more, right? I need to know.
Look at his
Rich
face.
Needs to
know. That is priceless. Right there, that is priceless.
847-475-1590. You know what? We have like 20 minutes left of the show.
Yeah.
Let's hear it for Rich Cowgill.
It is an orange fleeced Klein Tools jacket signed by Rich Cowgill.
Brand
it is
new.
Not signed by me.
Yes,
it could be signed by me.
It will be.
It will be.
I don't know
new.
Why you would want it signed.
Never worn. And it came from his home in Florida.
Yes.
And if you go on Mighty House Radio Show on Facebook.
And if I get outside quick, I could probably get you a free iguana.
Yes.
Yes.
Headless.
No, pack it frozen for 2 days.
Put it on dry ice.
Yeah,
and then when it gets to someone's house, it'll thaw out because they could live for 2 days
frozen. And then they can feed it to the dogs.
Who said it's illegal? It's a dead iguana.
If it's not, it should be.
Trucker Mike can feed it to his dog then if he wins.
Man, you've driven down here. They got truck checking places to make sure you're not bringing in bugs and taking bugs out.
Uh-huh.
They never check me. I got bugs. I'm just kidding. I was waiting for Rich to say it. But
he just said it before he did.
I know. 847-475-1590. Does it matter to you?
If you want that signed, autographed Klein Tools fleece jacket.
Call now. Let us know.
It's an extra large. Let's see. Look at
yes, it is.
I'm sorry, Rich. I'm enjoying this way too much.
I know you are. You can see I'm not comfortable with this whole thing.
I know, which makes it even more fun for me.
I know.
Oh, that is priceless. Absolutely priceless. Okay. We talked about frozen pipes in the first hour, so you got to go back and listen to the podcast, or you can go to mightyhouse.net, click on the... on-demand page, and you'll be able to listen to that. We've talked about heating issues. The other thing with a furnace, if your furnace isn't keeping up, and this was one that I ran into this week, the furnace wasn't keeping up. It wasn't keeping the house really that warm. Went and pulled out the... Huh? Well, it just wasn't. So, you know, we went to look at it. I pulled out the filter, and you could have... Mike Novak could have planted... you know, potatoes with that thing. There was so much dirt in that filter. I pulled that out, and you could hear the ductwork, like, relax, and because it was so pressurized, that was popping because it relaxed. So much air started flowing through that furnace as soon as I pulled it out. Change your filters, people. Go change your filter once a month, every couple of months. But
buy cheap filters. Don't buy those crazy 19 MERV, 17 MERV. Dust allergen filters. Just get the ugly fiberglass ones for $1.50.
Yep.
Spray a little end dust on it and slide it in.
I thought it was like, or Pledge, right?
Pledge or Pam. You could
Pam,
any,
that's what it was.
You could spray it that way. It'll catch the dirt and
if
dust.
If you want.
Yeah.
They're but meant to keep rocks out of the motor.
Yes, that's exactly what they're for. And you want to make sure that help now that air is moving through your house, so it's going to be moving the air around a lot better if your furnace can breathe. If you choke, if you're choking your furnace off with a clogged air filter, that's going to cause heating problems. So,
well, another issue is a lot of homes, especially less expensive or whatever, I don't want to phrase it, with central returns.
Yes.
So leave your bedroom door open, because if the return is in the hallway, then the room pressurizes and you will not get any more warm air. So you need to leave the door open or cut the bottom of the door off about an inch so that it can go under the door. Or in returns right over the door.
Yes. Yes. You know, you should have a supply and return in each room. Exception being the kitchen and bathrooms. You don't want returns in there, only supplies.
No, you do not want returns in the bathrooms.
So, why is that? Why are you laughing, Johnny? Come on. What are you laughing at that one? Yeah, you know, he's just thinking, oh, hey, yeah, no, okay.
Yes.
So, yeah, so that those returns need to be in all the rooms. You want to circulate that air. And if they don't have a return in the room, leave the door open, like Rich said. That'll make a big difference, yeah, too, to get in the heat over
Absolutely.
There. And, I mean, those are really the big issues. What else did we run into this week? Trying to think.
I'd imagine just lots of frozen stuff.
Yeah, no, you know, pipes were frozen. Drains were frozen. We had a couple of GFIs that wouldn't reset, that for whatever reason they were outside. They may have gotten moisture in them, but with the heavy freeze, it's like they stopped working for whatever reason. They're not making contact.
Well, it's like everything. It's just, you know, it shrinks when it gets cold.
Yeah. Right?
So when it contracts, you just don't know what it's going to do. So they just malfunction.
Right. So we've had a couple of GFI outlets that we've had to replace that were outside. But you know, other than that.
Can you tell us what the model number is for the personal CO2 monitor you recommended a few months ago, but you've been talking about it today?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
the low level.
You can. They come with belt clips. You can just clip it on your belt if you want to.
Well, the funny thing is you can't drive with this thing because the alarm will go off.
Yes, it will. Now, unless you drive an electric car, then you're okay.
No, it's still the car in front of you.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true, too. There's, it's KEYTH, Keith.com. And if you go to Keith.com, he actually has some of those in stock. The original guy that was selling these that we were connected with, the only guy that was doing the residential ones, I mean, you can buy the commercial ones that are, you know, $300-$400 testing people.
It's almost it's more like testing equipment.
Yeah, you can get those, but these are the ones that you would just put around your house. And that was coexperts.com, but they're not selling them. He does.
Well, I'm on Keith.com.
Yeah.
And
you got to call him.
Okay, you have to call him because this is not working.
And,
okay.
And Nick, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Nick, you're on Mighty House. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, good morning. Happy New Year, everybody. Good
morning.
Same to you.
Happy New Year.
I got a question about with water softeners. Oh, I don't have a water softener, but we got the hard water, and it makes all the, the calcium turds.
Uh-huh. that's a technical term, Robbie.
Technical term.
Well, we almost got through this whole show without poo or turd, but there we go.
Well,
15 minutes to go.
I want to know why Lance on Facebook said it shrinks when it gets cold. What were you guys talking about that he had to say it shrinks when it gets cold?
Yeah, cold.
Never mind. Let's go back to the water.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
All the cold water, cold weather and the shrinkage and all that. I think this last half an hour has gotten awesome.
Wow.
A little off track.
Okay, we got a minute left there, Nick. Go.
Okay, so there's an ad for that Wave Home Solutions, and it's like not a water softener.
Right.
You guys recommend doing something along those lines, a water softener?
No. Do you like throwing money away?
No, the Wave thing is a whole house filter system. It has its place. So if you have city water that's plenty soft, and you just want to filter it all, then that actually works. Don't believe that it's going to make your water super healthy, but it does work in the respect that it filters. Now, if you've got do you have well water or a common well?
It's hard city water. It's a city hookup, but it's a hard water throughout the whole town.
Okay.
Okay. So, and I always recommend it is the Kinetico systems, Kinetico water softeners. If you get a legitimate person out there, they will test your water. You probably don't have a huge iron issue. It's probably more just a softening to get some of the mineral out. And you could get a small system. And what I like with Kinetico is it's a two-tank system, so you never rinse the beads with contaminated water. It always uses clear water. They're also non-electric. They're water-driven, so it automatically refreshes every 500 gallons. So if you go out, you know, you go out of town for a week, it's not going to run. It's just going to sit there. So they're a little more money. They're a little more money than, like, you know, the Culligan systems or something you could buy at a box store. But I could not recommend anything more than Kinetico water softeners.
That's great. Yeah, this hard water has done a doozy on my electric water heater to where it ruins the coils, and there's like there was so much like layer of chunks of calcium towards the bottom. So I mean,
yep, that's what happens. So
in there. All right, guys, thanks so much. Have a poopy rest of your day.
You too.
Right, thanks.
Bye. A minute? What do we got left there?
Like a minute ago. 4 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, there. See, perfect, Rich. You were right on the money. 4 seconds. All right. Well, that's it, man. That's like the end of the show. We got one segment left. So you get.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't we have one segment left? When you said the end of the show, I'm like, no.
You got 10 minutes to get your reasoning why you want the signed, autographed Klein Tools sweatshirt from Rich Calgill. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
First things first, I'm a craftsman. Remodeling is my only passion.
It's my passion.
And I'm the greatest in the business. Want referrals, yo? My clientele will bear you witness.
Right, right.
I can help when your door jam sticks.
Huh?
There is nothing in the world I can't fix.
Yeah.
I do tiles, I do stone, I do bricks. Call me, I'll come rushing over with my bag of tricks.
Bag of tricks.
Where you going? Your disposal is rusted.
Rusted.
My problem making you disgusted.
Yeah.
When your front window is busted. Just one name that's always trusted.
I'm so handy. You already know. I'll fix your plumbing when your toilets overflow. I'm so handy. Real up to code when your dishwasher's about to explode.
Now you see that your furnace is needing some service. I'm fully bonded, no need to be nervous. Perhaps you would like a new counter. Pressure's too weak. You got an attic full of dry rot cause your roof's run a leak. Your fridge is starting to reek. Your hardwood floor's really squeak. But don't you worry, I'll just show you my amazing technique. Now let me glue that, and screw that. Any random chore you got, well I can do that. Or maybe I'll just rewire your house for fun. I got 99 problems, but a switch ain't one.
I'm so handy.
You can join us on Facebook Live right now. Brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them, mightyhouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at mightyhouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And are you looking for a luxury kitchen at an affordable price? Don't go any further than alinecabinets.com. That's A-L-I-N-E cabinets.com. And if you give us a call in this last segment here, we got a couple minutes left, 847-475-1590. What can happen, Robbie?
You can tell us why
put on hold.
You want an autographed sweatshirt from Rich Calgill.
Not just a sweatshirt. It is a Klein Tools
orange
fleece, orange fleece. Brandy new.
From Rich's hands. Rich was holding it.
Yes, and he will autograph it.
No, what I will do is I will put this in the pocket.
Come on.
Oh, you can't have
Then it is then removable.
You can't do that. That's like a signed napkin. That's not the same thing.
No, it's actually just a half a paper towel. And it will have the exact same value as an autograph.
No, it won't.
Desecrating a Klein Tools fuzzy, what'd you call that stuff? I forgot the name of the
fleece.
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 Oh, fleece. That's what we're doing, fleecing people.
And the best part, you got to tune in on Facebook Live and just watch Rich talking about this, because he's just thoroughly disgusted that we're even pushing this. So the look on his face when we talk about this is priceless.
Yes.
Facebook Live.
It's funny.
Mighty House. Yeah. Just look for Mighty House. Or you can go to the WCGO Facebook page also. Either one of those two, and you'll be able to catch it right there.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
All right. What do you got, last segment here, Robbie? What do you got?
Well, let me see who has.
Because we have to select a winner for this.
We do, but you know, I'm sorry. I already have somebody in mind.
Yeah.
Because so far my
You can't have them in mind. I thought you put the names in a hat and drew one, so you have
no.
To.
No, that's not Robbie's rules. That's not how Robbie rolls.
Oh, this is just how Robbie rolls.
It's
right?
The best reason. You have to give a reason. We pick the best reason.
And what are the top reasons then?
Who's we? You and the mouse in your pocket?
Yes, it is
the
her.
Dead iguana?
Yes, the iguana in my pocket.
The headless iguana?
Okay, we get the friend of Rich who wants the fleece because you guys are friends and she listens because of you.
Okay.
That's a reason.
That's a reason. Okay, that's one.
We have the woman who entered her husband because
he's an electrician. But he works outside.
But he works outside.
So that one's good. That one's better. Go ahead.
We have the person who wants them for their tools.
Eh.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
That's
all right. It's okay.
We have... Oh, my gosh.
What was it?
I just lost my... There was another good one.
You just lost your train of thought?
I did. I lost my train of thought. Fudge buckets.
Really?
What about...
Okay, talk about yourself.
That
what
kind
about
of language
Mike?
On a radio station?
Trucker Mike was one.
Rich, so help me. Trish, I know you're still listening. I'm going to drive frickin' across the state of Florida just to tell you what Rich is really like. Okay. Oh, I know.
See her constantly.
We have
the
person who wants it because he could trade three of those.
Oh yeah,
for the
trucker,
or not that.
Well, then he'd have to save and try and get two more in the future.
Right. Well, no. If you could sign two of them, you could send. So and then, but if he saved up three of those, he could get one.
Mike Holmes hat.
Right. Okay.
Bob needs it because he's got to be warm sitting in his car. Is that the only way he can listen to Mighty House?
Okay.
And then we have Trucker Mike, who wants it because he goes out walking his puppies,
mm-hmm.
one of whom he calls Devil Dog,
uh-huh.
which cracks me up.
Okay.
And? He needs to be warm when he's walking the puppies, and he needs to be warm when he has to get up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning to go pick up the school lunches and drive them to schools for children.
Okay, so this is an extra large.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it seem like Trucker Mike's not going to fit in that? It's going to be too small for Trucker Mike. I don't know why. It just, I hear Trucker Mike and I think that's got to be at least a 2X guy.
Trucker Mike, come on. Let us know.
Is Trucker Mike going to fit in an X, double X? Or
a 1X. It's a single X.
I don't know. Doesn't Trucker Mike think like it's a 2X kind of person?
When you hear Trucker Mike, yes, and a good number of truck drivers, but then again, not everybody. You're now stereotyping.
Oh, clearly.
Or generalizing.
Clearly. Without a doubt.
Yes.
Oh, and then we
without a doubt.
Then we have Fran, who said it's chick bait.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too. I like that one.
He meant it was good to wear to go out and feed the chickens.
Okay, Robbie, you've got 2 minutes. You got to pick one. Pick one.
But you know who I'm going to pick because they sent pictures of their puppy.
Hey, this was Robbie's rules. Go, Robbie. Yeah,
and there are no rules.
The reason
go ahead.
For winning the autographed shirt.
It's a signed autographed fleece, Klein Tools, single X fleece jacket signed by Rich Calgill.
Yes. Signed by, not a piece of tissue
that
you blew your nose
in
your
pocket.
Go.
Because you needed to go walking your devil dog and your other dog and to bring lunches to school children. Come on.
Oh, he just tugged on your heartstring
right
Trucker
there. Trucker Mike, send us your address.
All right. Email it to Robbie at
Mighty House.
Dot net.
All right.
That was fun.
Okay, Rich.
And,
wasn't that
and
fun?
And Robbie forwarded me that, but also ask him if he wants me to literally sign it.
He does.
He does.
Oh, my gosh. Judy, you just want the autograph. Judy, send me your address.
And we'll
Judy.
Make sure we
yes.
get you. We'll
so
get
then it. I can send her the...
That, yeah, then the napkin.
The paper towel that I autographed, yes. Because those are always good to have around.
All right.
Oh, hey. My gosh.
Yeah, go ahead.
Trish,
hurry.
We're going to just have to find one for you because she wants all of us to autograph it.
Oh,
and
yeah,
there you go.
Chris says it needs a Velcro patch with the autograph on it so it doesn't get damaged when the winner is doing home improvement.
There you go.
So you do home improvement, then you put it back on so when you walk around, you're awesomely cool.
Let's see. All right.
Chris,
excellent.
Thank you for that.
Do you have an out to do?
I do, Rich, but I'm loving this too much.
Oh, my gosh. Look at all these people who want the autograph.
All right. We're going to be back next week with an all-new Mighty House for 2018. It'll have another Tip of the Week and Clutter Clarity. In between that, we'll be taking your phone calls. I enjoyed the show. Uh-huh. Thanks for writing in and letting us know you want Rich's signed autograph. We'll be back.
We won't.
If you have any questions during the week, you can always post them on Facebook and Twitter. Join us next Saturday for more home infotainment. Mighty House is a Square and Level Media production.
Mighty House.